Well, they're calling it one of the best Super Bowls ever. Sorry, Seattle fans, because if your guy caught that pass in the last few seconds, it could have gone your way. But the New England Patriots came from behind, literally from behind a Seattle receiver, to snatch victory, beating the defending champion Seattle Seahawks 28-24 with that interception in a nail-biter in Glendale, Arizona. Doug Tribou from NPR's Only a Game was there. And Doug, the tweets came soon after that interception in the last few seconds. The Butler did it, to which many fans responded, who? Who is Malcolm Butler?
They weren't alone, Robin. Malcolm Butler is an undrafted rookie, worked his way into the playing rotation. In college, he played in Division II at the University of West Alabama, not exactly a hotbed of NFL talent. This morning at a press conference, Tom Brady said Butler has picked him off in practice many, many times, so it was nice to see him do it to someone else. And that is Butler's first career interception, certainly a memorable one.
So Malcolm Butler, a name now on everybody's lips. But meanwhile, another name that's resurfaced, I saw it in a lot of the Seattle papers today, Bill Buckner. This is the Boston Red Sox player. Poor guy. He had a ball go through his legs in the 1986 World Series. It's tormented the Red Sox until, 2004 when they won. Seattle's now saying that this was a Bill Buckner moment, this call in the end.
Well, it's definitely a tough call. I mean, immediately it was being criticized as a terrible decision. You clearly would think that maybe running Marshawn Lynch was the play. Pete Carroll took the blame for it. He said that it was a hard lesson to learn, and he hates to learn lessons the hard way, but that's how it went. The team is very tight, though. Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson said that he thought they had a good chance to score, and he just made a bad throw. So it definitely wasn't a good call, but I don't know if Bill Buckner's status is quite deserved yet. They did win the championship last year.
The Pats' fourth Super Bowl win, does it put to rest the claims that they are cheaters? I mean, at one point, I tweeted out, when the Pats were not winning, and it didn't look like they would, I tweeted out, for the love of God, will somebody please deflate the balls? But is this over? But do you think this will put to rest the deflate gate?
I don't think it will. I think we're going to keep hearing about it until the Wells report comes out. That's the report that's being conducted by the NFL into the Deflategate scandal about the underinflated balls. And when that comes out, we'll know more and we'll know where things stand. But I think it sowed seeds of doubt in people's mind. But to be fair to the Patriots, I don't think that anybody really believes that this team wasn't capable of winning without lowering the air pressure in the balls. These were good wins throughout the playoffs. They dominated that game against Indianapolis, and I think they're probably going to go down as a great team, but there will be that question mark.
Well, but Doug, just briefly, for those who don't watch Super Bowl and usually hear on the Monday after that it was a yawner, why was this such a great game? Great playing from both teams.
There really was terrific play and back and forth. I mean, there were lead changes. No team ever pulled away too far. The Patriots were down 10 in the second half, rallied, and the Seahawks looked like they were knocking on the door of upsetting another Super Bowl for the Patriots. And so a nail biter to the end, that's what you hope for. You just don't want to see a blowout on the biggest football day of the year.
Oh, boy. And it could have gone either way, as I said. And Seattle's quarterback, Russell Wilson, he could have been MVP. I mean, was that tight? Doug Tribou of NPR's Only a Game after the game. Doug, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.